Infrared Excess of a Large Ob-Star Sample, by Dingshan Deng et al. The infrared excess from ob-stars are commonly considered as contributions from ionized stellar wind or circumstellar dust. With the newly published LAMOST Ob Catalog and GOSS data, this work steps further on understanding the infrared excess of ob-stars. Based on a forward modeling approach comparing the spectral slope of observational spectral energy distributions, SED, and photospheric models, 1147 stars are found to have infrared excess from 7,818 stars with good quality photometric data. After removing the objects in the sight line of dark clouds, 532, approximately 7%. B-type stars and 118, approximately 23%. O-type stars are identified to be true ob-stars with circumstellar infrared excess emission. The ionized stellar wind model and the circumstellar dust model are adopted to explain the infrared excess, and Bayes factors are computed to quantitatively compare the two. It is shown that the infrared excess can be accounted for by the stellar wind for about 65% cases, in which 33% by free-free emission and 32% by synchrotron radiation. Other 30% sources could have and 4% should have a dust component or other mechanisms to explain the sharply increased flux at lambda greater than 10. The parameters of dust model indicate a large-scale circumstellar halo structure, which implies the origin of the dust from the birthplace of the ob-stars. A statistical study suggests that the proportion with infrared excess in ob-stars increases with stellar effective temperature and luminosity, and that there is no systematic change of the mechanism for infrared emission with stellar parameters. This was Infrared Excess of a Large Ob-Star Sample, by Dingshan Deng et al.